The Ag Commissioner speaks out on the tobacco tax. Thanks, everyone, for being with us. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
Because of the importance of doing these things, I propose to you tonight also a way to pay for these improvements, an increase in the cigarette tax by 40 cents.
A few weeks ago, Governor Bredesen, in his State of the State address, asking state lawmakers to consider a 40-cent increase on tobacco taxes to help fully fund his proposed budget. Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Gibbons says this increase in the tobacco tax should not hurt tobacco farmers.
The 40-cent tax is not anything that's going to severely impact tobacco farmers, the production of, the production of tobacco. Tobacco, frankly, is not the crop that it once was, and it's because of world conditions. Our tobacco companies import a lot of tobacco from Brazil, Zimbabwe, other countries that have now figured out how to produce the same types of burley tobacco that we do.
Gibbons, a longtime tobacco grower and supporter, says some of the collections off the tobacco tax would go towards helping to fund the state's ag enhancement program.
Governor Bredesen in this year's budget is proposing $11 million for our ag enhancement programs that goes not only to those tobacco producing counties across the state, and probably, frankly, in a disproportionate share does go to those counties, because in those counties, tobacco farmers also have beef cattle operations, they have dairies, they have diversified type projects that they're doing, because a lot of people have exited the tobacco business.
Commissioner Gibbons says the governor is not proposing this tax because the state is in need of additional funding, but that this tax would be aimed at improving education.
He is not proposing a tax because we have to have it. We do have to have it to do those things in education, actually in agricultural enhancement, and those other things that he thinks are really the future to build in our state.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.